You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. We are becoming a subscription-based society, friends. Whether it's hand-picked clothes from Stitch Fix or Trunk Club, dog treats from BarkBox or Chewy, there's even a subscription service for Japanese snack foods and candy. I kind of want to sign up for that. This week, Nike got into this game with a kids' sneaker service called Nike Adventure Club. For a monthly fee, subscribers can choose between 4, 6, or 12 pairs of kids' sneakers per year to be delivered at regular intervals. The premise is simple. Make parents love the convenience because these children just keep growing, and get kids hooked on the brand. But convenience always comes with a price. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Every fall, Akron, Ohio resident Mike Constantine helps his 10-year-old son Gavin kick off the school year with a new pair of sneakers. This year, Gavin chose a Nike pair, custom designed with his own school colors.
He can't wait to wear them on the first day of school. He's not allowed to wear them until next Tuesday. So he's looking at them and, you know, just waiting.
Constantine bought the shoes online, but Nike is hoping that parents like him would be willing to sign up to pay $20 a month to get 4 pairs a year, or as much as $50 a month to get 12 pairs. There may be savings on some pairs, but others will be sold at full retail. And it won't include the more costly basketball player signature lines, for example. Liz Cadman runs the blog My Subscription Addiction, which reviews subscription services. She says other clothing subscriptions are also going after the kids' market.
A lot of our readers really find a huge value in the convenience factor of not having to take their kids shopping to a store.
Matt Powell, a sneaker industry analyst with NPD Group, says the kids' sneaker industry is worth $10 billion a year, but he's not sure aiming the subscription at kids is the right approach.
I think the biggest issue with kids' shoes is fit. Kids are obviously growing and jump up in sizes.
Nike's been testing the service for 2 years with 10,000 households and found about 15% of consumers needed to return the shoes due to fit issues. But how many pairs of sneakers do kids really need a year? Again, Dad Mike Constantine.
Maybe two. I just don't see the added value in paying that.
To make the deal more enticing to kids, at least, Nike is offering more than just shoes, packing boxes with stickers, comics, and games. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.